questions. Okay, so my first question for you is, what is your specific field of study?
Child neuropsychology.
And what interests you in this area, / how did you become a child neuropsychologist?
Rather strangely. I was a fine artist, and I was in art school, and I volunteered at a children's hospital.
Cool.
And I was working with kids on the brain, on the cancer unit, and worked with kids with brain tumors, and worked with kids with chronic illnesses, and thought I'd be an art therapist. But I got rejected from the practicum program that I wanted to go to, and so I decided to get a PhD.
Okay, that works.
And since I didn't have the psychology background, I was reading it. And I wasn't really fond of all the emotion stuff. Mm-hmm. It appeared too wishy-washy for me, mm-hmm. and relationship stuff. So I liked the brain stuff. So I asked a social worker, well, where's the brain in psychology? And I happened to be at Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, mm-hmm. where one of the country's premier child neuropsychologists exists. So she said, it's called child neuropsychology, and you need to talk to Keith Yates. So I marched up to Keith Yates and said, hi. I want to go to graduate school and get a PhD in child neuropsychology. I don't really know what it is, but I know it has to do with the brain and children. He said, okay, there's 3 schools you should apply to. He was very nice to take me seriously, and I wasn't quite that flippant with him. And he told me where to apply, the best schools in North America, and I ended up going to University of Windsor. I studied for the graduate record exam, so they took me without a background in psychology. And then I had to scramble to catch up.
Was that really hard for you, trying to catch up?
Oh my gosh. I called journals magazines. When somebody asked me what style I was writing, I said, I'm not doing it by hand, I'm doing it on the typewriter. So I didn't know there was something called APA style. I didn't know how to write a paper. I was horrible. Mm-hmm. And I went to the Academic Writing Center. I just did my best. The only thing that made sense to me was neuroanatomy because I could picture it. Mm-hmm. So I made up a practicum for myself and got a job and kept going and sort of cried my way through the first year and figured they'd have to kick me out if I were really bad, but I ended up doing fairly well.
That's awesome.
Got TA-ships, or GA-ships as they call it, and mm-hmm. jobs, and by the second year I was doing quite well and understood it and loved it.
That's really great.
It was a hard study, and the best advice I got, if you're going to graduate school, was graduate school is an endurance test. It is not a smartness test. And that was absolutely wonderful advice. So whenever I get stuck, I just think, this is an endurance test. I am a glacier. I can cut through rock.
So how did you utilize your fine art degree then, or have you in your...
Oh, I have actually quite a bit. In child neuropsychology, you're looking at how the brain functions mm-hmm. and how cognition develops. And when you see children who have a lack of perceptual reasoning skills, because I was an artist, I can actually help build those skills in kids by using their language reasoning to connect to their nonverbal reasoning mm-hmm. and teach them how to do that. And it shows improvement in IQ scores and other things like that when they've done it. So I've been able to use it in developing interventions a lot.
Okay.
And I've also learned videography and done some videos of the kids, and you turn those into teaching things or school intervention videos. So I use it in odd ways.
Oh, that's really great that you're still able to utilize it. Because a lot of people feel that you have to have a psychology undergraduate program in order to get into a grad program. You don't hear very many successful stories of people having a fine arts degree or a non-science major getting into.
Well, it did take studying for the GREs and acing right. those things. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gotten in.
Yeah. My last question for you is, if you could do anything you wanted to alter your field with no scientific or technologically based restrictions, what would you do and why?
I would build the part of intervention focus of neuropsychology. It's very weak. The focus in neuropsychology is mostly on evaluation to determine which parts of the brain are strong or weak. But the ability of this knowledge to help us build interventions, which is where my focus is huge, and it needs to be expanded in the field.
Awesome. That's all I have for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Hopefully.